Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Joining me from wherever he is, because he's never in one place, but joining me from wherever he is today at this particular moment is the original student of the gun. He goes by the moniker of Paul Marco. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, glad to be here.
Yeah.
Glad to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
We've actually been talking for about 30 minutes. So we're going to do the same talk over again. Because Paul and I occupy a very similar space, but a different space. We do things slightly different, but at the same time, what we do is so exclusive that those of us that do it get out there and go, well, how's this working for you? Or how does that work for you? You know, that kind of stuff. So,
yeah,
we were just talking about some things within the media, what is and what is not necessary sometimes, and one thing I just thought about, that move I was talking about making, we probably can't talk about that.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about the inside baseball specific stuff.
But, I mean, doing gun media, a lot of times we have these conversations off air that really should be out there in the ether, shouldn't they? They should be out there with everybody that wants to listen to it, right?
Well, you know, the sign of a good show, especially a good audio show, is just storytelling. And you know, that's what makes it good, is because people can do that. And so quite often, you know, you and I or myself and another person or, you know, whatever, we're on the phone and we're telling stories back and forth. And, you know, at some point in time, we got to hit the pause button and say, you know, this is actually a good story that we should put on the radio. We should be doing this on the radio, not just for ourselves. So yeah, the lesson is, don't do the show on the phone. Like, we should record, you know, don't do the show until you hit record.
And that's a lesson I've already learned, by the way. I mean, I told you about this Nugent got all over me. He started out, I mean, it was a Zoom call for a interview, and he was halfway while he's in his opening, you know, hey, Ted, how's it going? Yeah, let me tell you about how's it going. And then he takes off on the thing, and then he stops in mid-rant and goes, hey, are you recording this? I was like, well, no. And he said, oh, my God, all this good stuff you just missed. I was like, but you can do it again. He said, no, I can't. I don't do that at all. So,
I got a news story for you.
Sure.
I interviewed him for an article. Remember the days of articles? They used to make these things out of dead trees.
Dead trees.
they used to take dead trees and make them into magazines. So, in 2001, I interviewed him. It was a phone interview for a magazine article, and his handler, manager, publicist—I can't remember who it was now—but they said, "Make sure that you're recording the call." And back then,
was it Linda?
I don't know. I don't remember. Like I said, it's been 21 years since that happened.
Wow.
So, at the time, that's when we still had phones on desks. Remember that time when you still had a phone on a desk?
Well, yeah, I'm older than you, so I remember that well. Yes.
All you kids out in the audience, we used to have these machines these objects that were attached to cords. They sat on our desk.
They had a week.
So I went out. And I got the adapter deal. I had one of those little handheld mini cassette recorders.
Right.
And I went out and I got the adapter deal so that you could hook it directly into the phone unit. And as soon as he answered, I hit record. I hit the record button on the little mini cassette, and we were off from there. And I think I still have that mini cassette somewhere. Of course, I probably don't have a mini cassette recorder that works anymore. I mean, that's been 20 years, but it's somewhere in a box. There's a little mini cassette that says Nugent interview and has the date on it.
if you were to find that and actually had it, I mean, those things nowadays, they are all of that retro stuff. I mean, I wish I still had all of my vinyl albums, all of that analog stuff. It is still quite the thing. But anyway, and this sort of illustrates a good point, because I'm sort of a Johnny come lately to this. I've been doing this for 10 years, and you've been doing it for 21. In the time that you've been doing it, because I've always been doing it one way. I have a podcast that is a result of the radio show. For a very short period of time, I did a podcast, webcast, and then it became a syndicated show. But, I have the two offerings, digital, analog. And you, on the other hand, you started out, wow.
I started out writing words on paper.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I had my first article published in 1993. And so I started writing for all the outdoor, shooting sports, law enforcement magazines. And I probably wrote for just about every one in existence, over a period of 25 years or so. And I started out doing Student of the Gun TV first.
Right.
Student of the Gun TV came first. They had back, we did pre-production and planning for the show in 2010. And then it became a reality. We launched the show in 2011, and that was good, and it was fun. It's a lot of work, and you really, I mean, if you want to make money, you got to hustle. You really got to hustle, because everybody, and this is kind of what we're talking about, everybody's got their hand out. Everybody wants a piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's got their hand out. The channel has their hand out, and, everybody's got their hand out and they want a piece. And so to make and keep any money, it's a struggle. We talked about, channels that, we had a digital channel. We had an app television channel way before NRA did. We had an app before shooting, what is it called? Sportsman Channel, Outdoor Channel.
Right.
Back in 2015, Jared came to me and he said, "Hey, this is where the future is going. It's app television." And this is, I don't know what an app television was. And he's like, "No, this is the future." And he worked for the company and developed our television app way back then. So it's good to have young people on the staff, because they kind of know what's what and what's coming up. I remember when it was about 2014, 15, Jared said, he goes, "Our website has to be, we have to redesign it." I said, "Why?" He said, "It has to be mobile friendly." I'm like, "What does that mean?" He goes, "It has to look good on a phone." So I'm like, and of course me, I'm like, whatever, I don't care. but today, if you open up a website, if you go to a website on your phone and it's not mobile friendly, you have to like pinch and expand, and I'm like, no. If I go to a website and it's not set up mobile friendly, I just stop.
Hang on right there, if you will. Coming up on the first break. You can find Paul and the things that Paul does at studentofthegun.com. And be sure and check out the store. I always have to say that. It's ingrained in me now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. It can be very distracting for you as a host when your guest starts to sing the bump music at you.
So I was going to ask you, yeah, are your if your bumps are randomly generated or if they're the same every single break?
They're not randomly generated. I picked them out. And I actually... for the purpose that we're doing today, I'm actually using a mixture of bumps from two shows.
There you go.
So, but no, they're not randomly generated. I have no idea what they would end up being. It would be, you know, my there would be a day probably when my father's favorite music was playing because he was a big George Jones kind of guy, and I could just see me sitting here. Because I pick the bumps because while I'm listening to them as I come back in, it sort of soups me up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's for, man. It's supposed to get you excited. It's supposed to make you excited about what's about to happen.
And when I'm doing fill-in radio where they understand me, and they actually are generating the bumps. Whoever is operating the producer there, Tim, he always gets a bunch of, he does a lot of Alice in Chains and Korn and, you know, the kind of music that I like from the 90s that now is considered classic rock. Anyway, we were talking about gun media and everything else. Now, have you ever noticed this? Yep. And this has happened to me once or twice when I've been interviewed, like on a high-end show, like say, Bohannon show. They come out of the woodwork. These publicists come out of the woodwork wanting me to. They're like, we were very impressed by your guest stint on Jim Bohannon's show. And I'm like, oh yeah, which one of those 8 minutes were you impressed by? And then they'll, you know, then it's the pitch. Now they want me to pay them. You're talking about people with their hands out. Now they want me to pay them to get me booked on other radio shows, which,
oh man,
I just, you know, that doesn't happen anywhere else except if you're a gun talker. They'll book you to be on another radio show. They'll have another radio host interview you. But they, you know, that you never have them calling up somebody that's the same genre. So, I often muse to myself about they want to have another radio guy on their radio show. Which some of the things are hilarious, like being on Tom Hartman's show. Do you know who Tom Hartman is?
No, I don't know who Tom Hartman is.
Tom Hartman is the biggest leftist talker out there. And it's all an act. That dude is a capitalist beyond all. When Rush Limbaugh got in trouble for some of the stuff that he said, they were interviewing Tom Hartman about what this was. And he's like, you know, from a fiscal viewpoint, I hope that he rebounds really quick because as he goes, so do we. And they were like, so you want Limbaugh to be successful? He said, well, yeah, this is the business. But then you get on his show, and he's a completely different guy, and it's all an act. So I've been on his show before, though, where he asked me a question. He said, why are the Republicans so against the CDC investigating and doing a study on gun violence? And I said, you mean like they did in June of 2013 under the at President Obama's bidding? And he said, what? I said, yeah, you didn't know that they did a study on that? And he said, what did it say? I said, it said that there was 3 million defensive gun uses per year. And it said that armed citizens are the most law-abiding people in the United States. And see, that was his opening salvo. And then we went from there after I shot him down in spectacular fashion. And we went from there, and he's from Michigan, and he goes, are all the guys in Michigan carrying guns out in the open because they have a small wiener? And I thought about that for a second. We're live on the air, and I said, did you actually just say that on your own show? And he said, yes. I said, I'm sure all the women that are carrying guns in Michigan would have a whole lot to say about that. Because the biggest growing segment of gun carriers in Michigan right now, the biggest growing segment is black women. So, you know. I doubt that that's why they're doing it there, Tom. And it was the end of the segment. They didn't even say, thanks for coming on the show with us to talk with us. Just hung up on me.
Well, bless your heart, because I don't do that anymore. I've done that. I've done the fair and balanced thing. Like, so, and their idea of fair and balanced, and then, you know, Limbaugh pointed this out 20 years ago. Their idea of fair and balanced is one conservative and three liberals.
Yeah.
I've been the quote gun guy on the panel after whatever, you know, whichever Democrat staged mass killing has happened. And I don't have time for that crap anymore because I know what it is. I know what it's all about. And they're just going to scream their talking points. And it doesn't, because the truth does not matter to them. I wrote a whole entire book about it called, you know, Examining the Armed Citizen, where I essentially took all the lies, their propaganda, and their talking points, and picked them apart one by one. And it's not hard to do. I mean, you could ask somebody, say, well, do you believe people have a right to self-defense? And if they say no, or if they say, well, maybe, or if they say yes, but, then you're done, because right. That person is intellectually dishonest.
Right.
Well, yeah, but no one has a right to a 30-round magazine. It's like, blah, 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 stop. If someone has a right to self-defense to protect their life against an illegal attack or an unprovoked attack, does it matter if they defend themselves with a pencil or a broomstick or a handgun or whatever? Does the object matter? Well, I'm not sure. Well, does it matter? Yes or no? You know, if I take a No. 2 pencil and I shove it through your eyeball, I mean, it's either justified use of force or it's murder. The pencil, you know, the object doesn't make it any different. And that's where we've allowed our criminal government to differentiate between, you know, use of force with a handgun and use of force with anything else. And they did it under the guise of, well, this is best for us. You know, then they started, what do? They created gun crime. Not crime, not violent crime, not homicide crime, gun crime.
Yeah.
And we allowed them to turn guns into the word gun or whatever into a pejorative. Because it sounded reasonable at the time.
Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. This is a short segment. Tell everybody how to find you. The various ways. Where's the hub? Where's the hub of Paul?
Studentofthegun.com. Just type in studentofthegun.com, and it'll take you right there. Unfortunately, you often have to type the whole thing. Because if you write student of the, it's going to autofill with the year. Or
Would you not pop up on that one, too? Did Jared not make that happen?
Oh, what happens is like for Facebook and the socialist media and stuff, they don't want the auto-complete it of the gun.
Gotcha.
They're against that.
Gotcha. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led January 6 committee subpoenaed former President Trump on Friday, a step that is unlikely to compel Trump's testimony before the panel dissolves at the end of the year. The subpoena gives the former president until November 4th to produce documents and sets November 14th as a deposition date. President Biden is addressing the U.S. economy from the White House Friday. The president promotes his accomplishments regarding job creation and economic investment in the United States.
10 million jobs created, a record for any administration at this point in the presidency. 3.5% unemployment, 50-year low. 700,000, nearly 700,000 manufacturing jobs created, with companies investing billions of dollars to build industries of the future here in America.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Paul Markle, the student of the gun. And one thing I want to ask for those of you listening out there right now, how would you feel about a unfiltered version of Lock and Load where all of the background stuff that you just didn't hear, that you haven't heard this whole time between me and Paul? If you'd actually like to hear that, but we would have to do it in a forum, in a venue to where it's not FCC violated. You can let me know at Bill at lockandloadradio.com, LOCKNLOAD radio.com. Paul, I have to confess, I'm a spoiled gun snob, handgun snob.
Yep.
Spoiled. I get to shoot really nice guns. I get to review them. Some of them I get to keep. Some of them I don't. And I had my chalk blocks knocked out from under me this past weekend because I picked up a $259 Taurus that ran like a watch, like a Swiss watch.
Good one. Not a Wish.com watch.
Yeah. One that came from Switzerland without any Chinese writing on it.
You know, it's funny. I don't know if the Zoomers or the Gen Zs even understand the connotation like a Swiss watch.
Do you, so for those of you out there that don't understand the connotation of it, for people like me and Paul, and in various times in our life, we've always had an appreciation for the finer things in life. A good shot of scotch or bourbon, maybe a very good cigar. And occasionally, on good days, you can't do it very much if you actually own one, which I don't actually own one right now. I will be left one. But a watch, which is the only real, a watch and a wedding band, those are the only real accepted pieces of jewelry that I know that every man looks at and says, okay, I'll wear that. And course, they tell time just like anybody else or anything else. I mean, a Timex tells probably as close, very close to the same time as a Rolex, except a Rolex is one of those objects. A Rolex, a Breitling, Tag and Heuer. I mean, do you have a particular watch that you like there?
Oh, I actually have a radioactive watch. I've got a Kamenga watch that has it's got the tritium in it.
Yeah.
You know, the little tritium dots and so on. So
is it aged?
No, it's actually pretty new.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty new. And then I've got a little, as Stone Jirgish was wearing yesterday, I said, yeah, this is like a $20 watch, but I really like it. And I've had it for years. I had it for about 3 years before I had to change the battery in it and just put a new battery in it, and it's running just fine. The reason I like it, actually, is it's an olive drab watch. It's an olive drab, strap, and it looks kind of like one of the ones I would have bought at the PX in 1987.
For people,
you remember the days of the olive drab watches?
Yes,
back at the PX.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I've still got my Army K-Bar ripoff knife that I bought.
A Camelus?
Huh?
Is it a Camelus?
I couldn't tell you. How would I know?
Oh, I don't know. I
bought it at the clothing store.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't say K-Bar on it, but it's an exact ripoff of the K-Bar, right? Except
it's a USMC fighting knife.
It doesn't say that. It just, as a matter of fact, it says on most. I've seen those that have that on the scabbard. This one is just a plain black leather scabbard, and it was so the metal in the blade was so hard that I could never get an edge on it. So when I would take it to the field, like if I lost a tent peg or something for my shelter half, I would drive that into the ground to keep the tent up. And I would use it to hammer things, and I would use it to pry things. Still got it. My son became a knife smith for a short period of time, and he took it and he put a scary edge on it. But the metal's so hard that edge will last forever. It's like a Conan knife now. It's just a gigantic knife. And I guess this harkens back to a time with me and you when it was much simpler where, like, we had a knife for two things, to cut things and stab people. The watch just kept the time. It didn't keep track of my heartbeat or anything else. And, the phones were on the desk, and it had a circular thing on it that you rolled and everything, and you answered it, and, you weren't glued to it.
No.
I'm not so sure that wasn't a better time.
It was a better time, quite frankly. It was a better time. Yeah, we're raising a generation. We're actually on the second generation of spastic mongoloids. and they're spastic mongoloids because they require constant distraction.
And affirmation, distraction and
affirmation. Affirmation, exactly. They require constant distraction and affirmation. But that's not what we wanted to talk about. We want to talk about guns. And it's
interesting though, because like that gun is sort of representation of the fact that it is a simpler gun. It's taking me back to a simpler moment where I'm not going, well, where do I put the optic, and the grip angle is like this, and do I need to do this, and where do I put the flashlight? It's just a gun, a simple gun, an inexpensive simple gun that does the job, does it well, because I also like to shoot fast.
What's the model on that?
It is the Taurus G3C.
G3 as in Zulu, or G3, Charlie?
G3 is in the number tree.
Like G3C.
I thought C you is said in Charlie. Charlie, my bad.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Golf 3 Charlie. All right. Yeah, and what's interesting is, we kind of did a pre-show brief, and you brought that up, and I actually just talked to a guy last week who's a firearms trainer, and he said, what do you know about this new Taurus gun? I said, I don't know anything about it. And he said, we've had people show up at classes with him. He goes, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, this, here we go. Because about 10 years ago, maybe a little more, they had some Taurus guns that were not stirring the Kool-Aid, man.
Right.
Do you remember the now infamous Taurus apology videos? No. Where after the lawsuit? Oh yeah. So apparently they had some guns that went bang when they weren't supposed to go bang.
Right. Well, now they got a new sheriff in charge. They've got, I don't know the guy's name.
Yeah.
The former CEO at Walter. And the guns that he's putting out, I've got three of them here right now. Like, I have their 1911 Commander. And it reminds me of what the Army would issue you as a 1911. It's a no-frills gun. It certainly, you know, it doesn't have the slide fit, the barrel fit, all the other stuff that I normally look for when I've got a Staccato or a Nighthawk or a Chambers gun in my hand. It's designed to be a military spec type 1911. Runs like nobody's business. So they have definitely upped their game. And the simpler stuff, I'm enjoying the simpler stuff. I also have, though, the Raging Hunter. Are you familiar with that guy?
what's the chambered in? 44?
357 Magnum.
Oh.
It's like shooting a 22. With that ported barrel and that weight, I mean, it's a lovely gun. Seven shots. I can only imagine. Hang on a second, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. How do people
All right.
Paul Markle.
Studentofthegun.com.
Well worth your time to go there. Paul delves into everything. He covers everything. Covers politics, covers tactics, covers training. He has a background that, you know, a lot of people I know would gut their mothers for his resume. So when you go to Student of the Gun, just realize you're looking at somebody that's real. And that's a very, in a lot of cases, that can be a rare thing in any endeavor that you go into when you're looking at somebody to find somebody real. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun. He's been on the move a lot lately. I haven't been able to nail him down. Are you on the move right now? Are you somewhere where you're not normally? Or are you home?
Actually, we're doing an instructor development class in Salt Lake City this weekend.
Is that going to be based on the book?
Yes, it actually is. Yeah, the book is the text. It is the manual.
Okay. I have read it, and I claim to be a master instructor now because I read the book.
Okay, well, that's this weekend. We're going to do that Friday, Saturday, Sunday instructor development. I'm looking forward to that.
You existed in a militaristic setting in a time. When were you in the military?
I became a United States Marine in 1987.
Okay. And you stayed for how long?
Well, I was a weirdo. After Desert Storm, they're like, get out. It's like after historically,
that's
after
what
every conflict
after Panama. After Panama,
the military says they look at the numbers and they're like, okay, we don't need this many people. And the career counselors, we call them the jammers. the jammers don't even try to get you to reenlist. They're like, you don't really want to reenlist, do you? I'm like, and they're like, okay, good. Here's your papers. They did it after World War II. They did it after Vietnam. They did it after Korea. They did it after the original Desert Storm. So they're like, yeah, you can go ahead and get out now. I'm like, all right. And I was fine with it. I didn't fight them, so I got out and then I went back into the reserves and I did reserve time. And then, I did a little more and then I did a weird thing. I transitioned from reserves into active duty and then I got out again. I did all of that before, September 11th, 2001. So I actually had two honorable discharges before then. My wife was when the war kicked off and she's like, you're going to get called back. I'm like, I'm old and I've got two honorable discharges. They're not going to call me. Unless they like the Mongol horde invades, America, they're not going to call me. And then of course I got into contracting. I became a military contractor and I did that for a number of years. So. Then the main thing I did as a military contractor, I did some armed security, as a military contractor, but the main thing I did and the thing I enjoyed the most was small arms and tactics. I was able to take my experience, an older person and give it to the 18, 19, 20 year old crowd before they had to go over to the big sandbox.
So let me ask you some questions then, because I never, when I was in the military, we did not have optics. We did not have body armor. We didn't have carriers, plate, chest rigs. We didn't have it. We had LBEs.
You had armor. You had flak jackets.
Well, yeah, we had flak jackets, but I mean, I was still serving at that time, and you did too. You served with some Vietnam vets that ran around with the flak jackets on, and everyone I told them, they were like, you know what that does? I said, no, what? He said, it makes you heavier.
Well, you know, you got to be careful talking to these you know, some of these Yahoos. It's like the guys, you know, when I was in, you know, like, oh, in Vietnam, the average lifespan for a machine gunner in combat was 98 seconds. And you hear crap like that, and yet at some point you got to pump the brakes and pause. You say, so what you're saying is every person who went to Vietnam as a machine gunner died in 98 seconds? What kind of extreme nonsense is that? But the fact of the matter is the battlefield casualties, 75% of battlefield casualties are caused by fragmentation.
Right.
Whether it's from a mortar or a mine or a grenade or artillery shell or whatever. And the truth is that's what the helmet and the flak jacket were designed to stop was fragmentation. The problem we encountered is when we moved into this nonlinear warfare, was that it changed. That changed. The enemy wasn't using artillery. The enemy, you know, they were using mortars to a certain extent. But, you know, when it came to like, well, we're going to get bombed, we're going to get shelled by artillery, and, you know, it wasn't World War II anymore. And there was a lot of direct action. There's a lot of sniper activity. And then, of course, there was the IED problem. So things did change. I really enjoyed that. That was one of my favorite things to do when I spun that into, you know, of course, I've always been kind of like a person who's had two or three jobs at once.
Right. Well, let me ask you a few questions then based on your two or three jobs at once. So if I'm putting together a kit, since I never wore some of this stuff, I'm trying to decide, do I want to have a battle belt or do I want to have a chest rig?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say it depends on what you're planning on doing. But if you're looking for like kind of a Minuteman thing, like something that you can set up and stage and just grab,
right?
I actually have both. I call my range belt. Essentially, it's just a thick belt and it's got pouches and holsters and stuff like that on it. It is a good idea to have armor, but you have to train with it. And where I feel like a lot of us, a lot of folks in America are kind of, well, they're deceiving themselves. They go and they buy this stuff,
right?
And you know it shows up, you know, it shows up in FedEx, and they put it on, and they do the dress up in front of the mirror or whatever, but. Brothers and sisters, armor is heavy.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, and a lot of guys say, well, if anything ever happens in my neighborhood, I'm ready to go. I'm like, cool. Have you ever worn that armor for 8 hours straight?
I'm going to tell you.
Have you ever?
The first time when I started in this, I got high speed gear and AR-500 to sponsor me. So high speed gear sent me a plate carrier. And AR-500 armor sent me some plates. And I put the plates in, and I put magazine holders on it and filled that up. And then I put a water bladder on that and stuck it on. And then I put the thing on, and I'm standing there, and I'm having a – and I'm 30 – I'm 40 – I'm still – I haven't yet become a fat blob. So I'm in my 40s, still relatively strong. And I'm having a hard time keeping myself upright. And if I lean over, I'm afraid I'm going to flip. Because I've just had so much weight on me at the upper end. I mean, the ammo was heavy. The water was heavy. I see these kids running around all the time. They say, they're carrying 80 pounds of equipment. Big deal. I've done it. Yeah, no, not like that. Not that concentrated. So, yeah, that's why I'm asking. I do have plate carriers. Except I have steel plates. And that worries me a little bit because you just said that most of the stuff that hurts people is, you know, fragmentation and steel plates. Even when, you know, they start out coated And then they, after that coating goes away after maybe the first or second round, now you're just getting spall when it hits, if it hits the plate. And now,
okay. I tell you what, if you get hit once, I would move.
Yeah.
I wouldn't stand there and let her shoot me that second time. I would move.
I'm kind of thinking I won't be moving at all if they hit me once in the plate. I'm probably going to be gasping for breath, I'm sure. But,
Actually, have you ever seen there was a lot of video came out of Afghanistan and Iraq, and it might be hard to find because there's so much of it. But several years ago, there was a, the Hodge, like, they love to videotape stuff. They're like super geeks when it comes to videotape and stuff. And they would tape their attacks. And there was a, it was in Baghdad or surrounding area of Baghdad. Anyway, a Hodge sniper shot an army sentry with an SVD, the guy went down, and Hodge, you can hear him like Muhammad Jihad, and then like 60 seconds later he stood up, and the plate stopped.
Yeah.
the 7.62x54.
Yeah, I think I have seen that video. We're about run out of time. We're gonna have to do this again because I got a whole bunch of
equipment. Oh yeah,
I got to do so I got much. A bunch of equipment and gear questions that I never got to because we just got off on this tangent. But that's the fun part of it. Tell everybody how to find you.
All right, man. You guys go over to studentofthegun.com. Listen, read, learn. It's all good.
Well worth your time going to the hub. He's available so many ways. He's got something for every cup of tea. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.